And last of all, he appeared to me also as to one abnormally born. For I am least of the apostles, and do not even deserve to be called apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God, I am what I am. And his grace in me has not been without effect. No, I work harder than all of them, yet not I, but the grace of God that was with me. Whether then it was I or they, this is what we preach, and this is what you believe.
Amen.
Paul says, and at last, he appeared to me as to one abnormally born, for I am the least of the apostles, and do not even deserve to be called an apostle because I persecuted the church of God. Another powerful witness of Jesus' resurrection was Paul himself. Before his conversion, he was an enemy of the church. He persecuted Christians with burning anger and passion. He was a true enemy of God. But while he was on the way to Damascus to arrest his disciples, someone appeared to him in a bright light, saying, "Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?" Who could this person be who was speaking to him in the bright light? He must be God. But Saul didn't know who he was, so he asked, "Who are you, Lord?" Then the voice said, "I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting." Saul never expected this. He had been fighting against his God. Jesus should have killed him there. He was his worst enemy. Instead, Jesus forgave him and assigned him to be an apostle to bring his gospel of death and resurrection to the ends of the earth. The reason Jesus that Paul met on that day on the way to Damascus was beautiful in his grace and kindness. That one encounter with the risen Christ changed Paul completely. Immediately, right after that meeting, Paul, instead of persecuting the church, he preached that Jesus was Lord. He became one of the most powerful and influential servants of God. Then Paul, when Saul thought about how stupid he had been persecuting the church of God in the name of serving God, he couldn't believe what he had done. He was such a stupid person, like someone who had some genetic deformity. So he called himself as to one abnormally born. How could God choose a person like this for his redemptive purpose? It did not make sense. It was beyond his comprehension. So in verse 10 he says, "By the grace of God, I am what I am, and his grace in me has not been without effect. No, I work harder than all of them, yet not I, but the grace of God that was with me." He deserved punishment and judgment, but instead, God made him into a chosen instrument to be an apostle to the Gentiles. But Paul never forgot Jesus' grace, and he held on to it like a precious treasure. Jesus' grace motivated him to work harder than all others, even suffering harsh persecutions, never stopped him from serving God. Suffering for Jesus, his creator God, indeed was amazing grace. Now, as a conclusion, Paul says, "Whether then it was I or they, this is what we preach, and this is what you have believed." Time has passed by, and the situation has changed, but no matter what, the gospel has remained the same. All servants of God have been living the same gospel. They must remember and hold on to a gospel they have believed. At last, like Paul, Jesus appeared to me. I was abnormally born, not because I persecuted the church, but because the sins I committed were surely great. I am not worthy to be Jesus' disciple, but God called me out of the darkness I was in. Actually, I grew up in church since I was 9. And although I had a desire for God when I was young, my sinful desires took over, and I lived like a hypocrite in my Christian life. The truth is, I was straight headed on my way to hell. I did so many things in church, and I was involved in so many activities. And on the outside, I was full of religiosity and looked like a good girl who wears skirts all the time. But in reality, I had let my carnal desires to reign. My heart was so dark and full of wicked thoughts and lustful desires. Surely, I did not love God. My heart was yearning for love and affection, so I drugged myself with human love. But this left a huge void in my heart. And even though I was in romantic relationships, I felt so alone and undesirable. This was something that consumed my entire life, and I cried so many nights. I was not qualified to be Jesus' disciple. I had known about God and what he wanted me to do, but I held on to my sinful desires more and did the opposite of what God wanted. But I thank God because he appeared to me also. I was in deep agony, and I was heading on my way to destruction. And even though I went to church personally, I was not born again. So one day, the Lord sent me a Bible teacher. Through studying his word, I saw how truly horrible and sinful I was. Through studying John chapter 1, verses 19 to 34, and the reference passage of Isaiah chapter 40, verses 3 and 4, I saw that my deeply rooted sin problem needed to be removed. In those verses, I clearly saw that my heart was like a wilderness, and that there's no highway in God in me. So, in order to have a relationship with God, that huge obstacle of human love needed to be removed. So God kept on strengthening me through studying his words in each Bible study. Then I was free. The Lord really did a miracle in my life. He helped me to finally end that relationship with that man I had no power to leave on my own. Then, through studying Genesis chapter 15 and chapter 17, he showed me that I could not live for my small citizen's dream to just be a wife and have a family. But I had to teach the word of God, and that I had a lot of work to do for my God. Mm-hmm. After that, he kept planting his words through John's gospel, especially John chapter 4, the Samaritan woman. I experienced the power of his truth that led me out of this darkness into his wonderful light. Then through the 2010-2011 New Year's Bible Conference, God gave me one word in Luke chapter 7, verse 47. Therefore, I tell you, her many sins have been forgiven, for she loved much. But he who has been forgiven little, loves little. There, Jesus showed me that I had lived like a sinful woman, but I had not loved Jesus much. That day, I made a decision to love Jesus and serve his mission of feeding his sheep all the way. Through his word, I was born again. He truly gave me a new life. From then on, he has been guiding me step by step to cut away relationships that were not good, friends in my old life, and to not to have a divided heart. I am truly thankful because now I really have a chance to know him by feeding his sheep, and I'm joyfully finding him through his words. Because of Jesus' grace for me, now I serve college students and teach them the word of God. At first I thought, me? A Bible teacher? But then, the more I've gotten to know God, the more I want to serve him and show him my love. Now I fish and ask students for Bible study. And even though I get one rejection after another, I don't feel bad. I just keep asking them more students. God is really working on my campus. Every time I fish, at least one student accepts Bible study invitation. God has blessed me with more sheep this semester. There are three in particular who study with me every week. And even though my schedule is hectic with work and classes, I've been blessed to study more of Jesus' words. I've also been praying to serve more Bible studies because Jesus' grace in me has not been without effect. No, now I'm going to work harder by holding on to Jesus' grace because it is the most precious thing I have.
Amen.
One word, because by God's grace, I am what I am.
Amen.